Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Andrews. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair, who is chasing the ball. Kelly reaches third base with a triple. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Herman and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. There goes Bellinger trying to get to home. Allen throws to Herman who tags Bellinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Williams and he is out, Grich applying the tag. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 1 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund bunts towards the mound. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gritch bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rettenmund moves to third. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kelly strikes out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Williams and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. Melton moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Baylor moves to third. Powell moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rettenmund. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Orta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hermann scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Orlando Peña now pitching. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orta. The throw from Williams and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Orta tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grich strikes out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Williams and he is out, Gritch applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Jeter pinch runs for Mike Andrews. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.